Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
No, I cannot tempt her. No, I cannot slow her down at all.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you follow us on our Soundcheck website and listen to our weekly music roundups, you may be familiar with L.A. Salami. We premiered the video for this song earlier this year, and last year covered a couple of his other brilliant postmodern blues. If you're not familiar with him, though, his full name is Lukman Adekunle Salami, and he's a Londoner whose music blends folk, blues, rock, hip-hop, and lyrics that can be both pointed and wry. His debut album is the delightfully named Dancing with Bad Grammar, and he's here to play a song from it, solo, in the studio. This is L.A. Salami with Day to Day.
Took the bus, took the train, went to work, ignored the pain on a rainy day. Friendly faces got dragged around all types of places. Closed my eyes, smelt your hair, looked around, but you weren't there. Had some lunch, jacket potatoes, chicken wings and fried tomatoes. After that, lit a fag, said a prayer and took a drag. These days I toast, never do combust so much. I burn for the both of us though. Second day, second job, passing fort for the world to stop. Shoes are too tight, feet are aching, cold and sick, but I was faking. When I do go, I am late, always make the same mistake. That mistake being not caring, 6 days a week on my bearings. But to be fair, I might have cared if you were there, might have cared if you were there, might have cared if you were there. Stressed as hell, fatigued as fuck, putrid passion, rotten luck. Worked to death, jumping at the bit, crazed as Christ and broke as shit. Watched the news, someone died, saw the mother, teary-eyed, son shot dead on the Wharf Road. I thank God, no one I know. I went to work for the NHS, mental health, people depressed. Met Joanne, scared of living, afraid of dying, terrified of being. Then met Paul, schizophrenic, shaking limbs, paranoid fanatic. Unwashed 10 days in a row, so afraid, almost paralytic. I tell them that I do the same in certain moods, on certain days. But despite the sane ways I could think, I could not do much to convince them. Back to base, had a meeting, tickets die a week cause their parents beat them. I wish I could say I was surprised. The news just choose which ones to highlight, choose which ones to highlight. DLR, took the tube, read a book, nothing else to do. Read Jill Hicks, she survived the bombing, wrote a book, made a killing. I read somewhere that some lost their legs, umpteen injured, 52 dead. In some places far away, that shit happens every day. Now scared of buses, scared of trains, but got to get to work some way. So I play with my life, you could say. Don't we all? Don't we all? Don't we all? Don't we all? I got a gig, got got myself booked just down the road when Nick got juked. I get to sing my joys and sorrows, not made it yet, maybe tomorrow. I closed my eyes, saw your face, looked around, you were no place. I feel so left out when you're not around. I feel so left out when you're not around. But you are time and I'm life. Time's a tyrant onto strife, and strife's the type of life I seem to lead, and time won't heal this wound easily. Take your light, your shattered passions, I hear your talk, I see your actions. What I don't see are your eyes, those flaming symbols of the night. Was that your skin that I saw on the road, my ruin wore? Were you wearing that paisley I adore? Were you hatred? Were you lust? You understand this cause you must. That men have the consistencies of love and war through history. I must see you, I must know. Did you falter? Did you go? 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 Did you go?
From London, that is L.A. Salami, live here in our New York studio on Soundcheck with his song Day to Day, subtitled For 6 Days a Week. And that is from his debut full-length album called Dancing with Bad Grammar. L.A. stands for Lukman Adekunle, both of which, Kunle, are good Nigerian names. Is Salami also a Nigerian name?
Yeah, well, I assume so. It's definitely Nigerian Muslim. It's my dad's name.
So it's related to the word salam.
I think so. But I've been told many different things. Like the Italians claim.
Well, of course they would, wouldn't they?
You know, very proudly, I might add, on multiple occasions. But I've also been told it's just a straight Nigerian name. But both my mum and my dad were like. Practicing Muslims. My mum isn't anymore. I can't really keep up with, you know, the changes. But yeah, she definitely was at the time.
Yeah.
And my dad, I don't really know my dad, so I'm guessing. Yeah.
It would just be a guess. Whatever. Yeah. However you finish that sentence.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I used the term postmodern blues in my introduction, which is how you have. Referred to a lot of these songs.
Yeah.
How did you grow up listening to this kind of older form? I mean, where was your exposure to the blues?
The blues, I don't know, is ingrained in culture. You can hear it in everything, I think. Well, not everything, you know. But in the music I love, like the from the 60s, that was a straight line from blues to rock and roll to English, you know, the Kinks and the Beatles and It was in Rolling Stones that you could trace it directly, and you could, you know, see in interviews how much it affected them.
Sure,
I don't know. It's like the blueprint of modern music, maybe.
Well, one of the songs on the album called "The City Nowadays" is built around what sounds like not that it's a sample, but like a quote from an old.
Oh yeah, you know that song.
Be so glad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be so glad when the sun goes down.
Yeah, yeah. This, thanks, man. You're the first one to bring it up. thanks for noticing.
But when your ethics fluctuate, a utopia is hard to place. That's why slaves pay when the price of freedom won't go down. I might be so glad when I see the sun go down. That's why slaves pay when the price of freedom won't go down. I might be so glad when I see the sun go down.
who places limits on obstruction? And what writes the angle of the day?
That whole song, I think that's the most consciously done a homage to that form of music, because that's based on just chain gang music,
right?
You know, the whole metaphor of being a slave, you know, but in the modern world that would be a work slave, someone who clocks in and clocks out against their spiritual will or whatever. But yeah, thanks for noticing that. That's cool.
Well, so when you refer in one song to Jay Dilla and then in another song to Tom Waits, those are just, you know, part of the musical banquet that you can, can feed from.
I don't really know many people who... I only know a few people who, like, listen to just one form of music, you know, especially in this day and age. So, yeah, like, I know a lot of people who, you know, love Jay Dilla, love Tom Waits, you know.
Yeah.
They're both deserving of, you know, your affection.
Right. But the references don't stop there. There's Aristotle, Noam Chomsky appears in a song.
That guy.
Yeah.
I hope he's got more life left in him, you know, a few more years.
Yeah.
Because we need him now more than ever.
Yep.
He's basically Socrates in modern form.
Yeah. We're speaking with L.A. Salami, Lukman Adekunle Salami. His most recent album, his full-length debut, is called Dancing with Bad Grammar. But it seems, Kunle, like you've been hard at work on songs that will be coming out in the future, because the next two you're going to play for us are both new to us.
Yeah.
No. The song you're going to do called Long Lost Nobody. So is this something that you've just written, or has this been kicking around for a while?
This been kicking around for a while. Like, I don't know. I have this system. Well, I wouldn't call it a system.
I was just going to say, you don't sound like a guy who has a system.
Oh, you can tell.
It seems to be pretty unfiltered, you know?
It's, okay, I have a habit of...
Okay, that I'll allow.
Like, say, for this song, for example, say there are some songs that I'll write and I'll be really excited about them and I'll start playing them then and there. And there are other songs, you know, a whole load of songs that I've written sort of autopilot, and like they'll be kicking around for a while and they're just in your book, and then you go back to them and you start playing them and you're like, oh, I like this. And then this is going to be coming out in the future. It's a song I like playing at the moment.
Okay. L.A. Salami with Long Lost Nobody.
Young, three months before they took her tongue, and four before I sold my lungs to an American businessman's son, and four before I thought I was done, but then forced like this they weigh a ton, and I needed to shed a weight so I could run from her muteness, which was less than fun. We promised to be best of friends, for good or worse, well it depends on the type of crook I'd represent, and for each crime she'd reprehend me so intensely that I would just defend, but I'd come off way more cruel than I did at first intend. She'd say hell's where I could send myself with a wealth of hatred for men. But she's the one she might disagree. She's the one I want, the one who works for me. But I can't recall her name anymore, my long lost nobody. Thank you. admired how she stood her ground, this bright-eyed little minx he'd found in the library writing book quotes down, while his suit of armor tumbled round him, a flowered shirt and chiseled crown, and all the seeds that he had found in his secluded little cabin beneath the ground, where all thoughts and fears seemed so profound. He labored on his mobile phone, her number wrought a deadly tone, silent sex and lonesome groans, and the distance thought to have him grown. But older men accept their home and pass at thoughts once overblown, and stretching marks of just our growth is shown. And he tried his best to reach for the unknown. But she's the one he loves. She might disagree. She is the one he wants, the one he wants to see. But he can't recall her name anymore. His long lost nobody. Choking Adam's toe, she hates the life but loves the show. Well, I'm just glad it's her I know. While they rack up six fat lines a blow and cut us loose and let us go, an accordion and piano that ride a wave this guitar can hardly know. Sometimes like this it'll seem so slow. She told me how Bukowski lies, how she wished John Keats would die, while my friends and lovers whistled by like that book that Cicero had scribed. And it weren't until I saw her eyes, that circus walk, that acid sky, that I could say it was all just worth a try. 'Cause another could just get you by. And she's the one love, but she might disagree. She is the one I want, the one who works for me. She is the one I love, the one I want to see. She is the one love, the one who works for me. And I just don't want to have any more long lost nobody.
That is L.A. Salami, live in the Soundcheck studio with Long Lost Nobody, a new-slash-old song that Quinlay has just performed for us. You're also kind of a visually attuned artist. You direct all your own videos, right?
Well, I've directed all but one. But yeah, I like, because film is like my first love, and music essentially was like more of a hobby. And then I thought, oh, these songs are good enough to show people. Why don't I? And then I went out and started doing it, and like, you know, I'm now on the radio. And it's like,
and in a funny way, the hobby has given you the opportunity to get behind the
exactly.
camera,
and so it becomes the gateway drug to do that stuff. You know?
some of the videos have like a real kind of quirky sense of humor. The one for Going Mad as Street Bins is literally opening credits.
Yeah.
And then it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to mass and I asked them how, and the priest just told me no. You've got mind enough if you've mind enough to moan. Lady Beckett and a horseless crew arrive with swords arisen. Well, I've wasted half my youth on being hungry, and I just don't know who to blame, cause I'm as bad as any other, and God the Father won't even send me a lover. And Jesus was a nifty kind of mother. I'm bombarded with all types of lies, I have to juggle paranoia. They're made to feel some way about the outcome. And it seems a leader's only good in the wake of hindsight's plain. Then we'll see how well a man can do without one. That's why we cast our father's eye.
Blues music used to be the devil's music.
Right.
Now it's like, it's blues music. It's...
Right, it's considered almost like a classical form of music, you know? It's stood the test of time.
Now, hip-hop is the devil, or was the devil's music. I think hip-hop's slowly becoming... it's now pop music.
Right.
The new devil's music is, I don't know, it's going to be something else. Oh, I guess trap is... grime. Grime is the new devil's music, maybe.
Yeah, which has not made the huge inroads here in the States that it has back home in the UK, but...
But you know Dizzy Rascal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That Boy in the Corner album, like, because that was, like, home as well, like,
But Dizzy Rascal also has a kind of a humorous side.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Dizzy Rascal, because grime, and I can say this because I'm English and I come from it, and I used to watch Channel U all the time. I knew the people in the videos. I have loads of friends doing grime. You know, it's very street, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very ugly form of music. Like hip hop, essentially, and not grime, but hip hop from, you know, the New York sourced hip hop is like beautiful,
right?
You know,
I know what you mean. Sonically, texturally,
yeah. Grime is very,
yeah, it's very spare.
Yeah, and it's almost when you're listening to the delivery and the lyrics, you think, is that guy joking? Is that guy going to stab me? But with hip-hop, you know it's bravado, it's rap bravado, but in grime it's like a fine line. But Dizzy Rascal, right?
Yeah.
What he did with that is he infused it with all these different elements of music, and you can tell he listened to more than grime.
Only yesterday, we was playing football in the streets. That was only yesterday, none of us could ever come to harm. Only yesterday, life was a touch more sweet. Now I'm sitting here thinking, wagwan, get me wagwan. I'm just sitting here.
Album, the Boy in the Corner album, you can tell that's why it sounds, it's the source is grime obviously, but you can tell there's so many different sources and it's so rich with different sounds, and that's why I love Dizzy Rascal. And yeah, like if grime does more what Dizzy Rascal was doing, then it would
cross
over,
here,
I think.
Yeah. Well, we're speaking with L.A. Salami and talking about some of his music as well. The most recent album is called Dancing with Bad Grammar. You're going to do another new song for us. Do you already have a title for the next record?
Oh, yeah, I've got a choice. But the one I'm going to record in May, Back to the City. If you imagine the sound of laying in your back in the mud in a carnival and you're watching the moon and the stars, and you can see like the carnival lights and in your peripheral. That's the sound of Back to the City.
Hmm. Spoken like a filmmaker.
So yeah, that's I really can't wait to make that. I like that now. If I may say so myself.
Yeah, I would like to see that. But for the moment, it's just you and the guitar. So you want to do I'll Tell You Why?
Yeah.
All right. L.A. Salami, Lukman Adekunle Salami, singing and playing the guitar here live in the Soundcheck studio.
flattened diametrics of scope and taste expound my face as my darling slams the phone down. She was starved of love and might, of just really needed reassurance sex that night. But conjecture I made in spite really brought the mood down. Show me income based on reprieving. I'll tell you why life has no meaning. The muse unwraps her mother's cloak. Regrets revokes the sin she spoke. She likes bespoke, but she'll just have to wear what she can find now. Now a bomb, her daughter gone, a brother lost, at the cost of whom remains. Comes down to who pays the highest price not to suffer. Show me torment that's met with treason. I'll tell you why her son stopped breathing. Was a boy, his body quelled. He ran from hell for help, but got told he ain't got the right papers. What is this, a home or hell? A plot of grass or a private cell? Can you not tell that the right spell is total? It won't last. When the highest power hers do most of thieving, I'll tell you why I feel like leaving. When there's headless master hoes and no one's grieving, I'll tell you why I need no reason.
Song's called I'll Tell You Why from, sounds like one of two forthcoming albums by L.A. Salami. Is that right? So there, you're going to do two simultaneously, basically?
Yes, choice which one to release, but I want to release the Back to the City first.
And that's this will be on that record?
This is on the Bootmakers.
The Bootmakers,
album.
Okay, yeah. The other one. All right. Well, whatever. We got to hear it here in the Soundcheck studio. That's the important thing. Kunle, this has been so much fun getting a chance to have you here and to hear you in a live setting. Thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
But who places limits on obstruction? And what writes the angle of the day? And who mourns a farmer out of cattle?
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Follow us at Soundcheck on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram at Soundcheck Radio. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.